every once in a while you can look and see and go like, wow, this might not exist if I hadn't made Clerks, or wow, this cat wouldn't be doing this if we hadn't made that flick. So I feel like I've made a mark, you know, and that's nice. And it was never the aim. But oddly enough, when you get older, I'm 38, I'm not that old, but as I said earlier, I don't think I will live a very long life. And I don't say that for sympathy. It's just one of those things, you know. You know, George Carlin always...
Are you a Belushi fan? I mean, you were.
I was, a huge Belushi fan.
I mean, do you think that affected that at all?
That Belushi died young?
Yeah.
No, because he does something completely different.
But, you know, there's a lot of people who are Belushi fans. Like Chris Farley.
Yes.
They had that, like, almost... Belushi death wish. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know it exists in some people, but I mean, if you look at like a Belushi or Chris Farley, number one, apples and oranges, they're performers and not necessarily, I can be a performer sometimes, but mostly I'm a filmmaker. They're upfront guys, I'm usually a behind the scenes guy. So I look at them and I can't feel like, well, I'm not even in the same league as those cats, but those cats partied. I don't really party. Like this is, I smoke weed, but like, I don't know if you ever heard about anybody dying from smoking weed unless they like, smoked weed, got in a car accident, or fell off their fucking balcony or something. But I don't have that like party vibe that those cats did. So I don't know. My whole death thing is just like, I don't think the men in my family lived very long. You know, my father died, and he was 66 or something like that, 68.
His brothers died.
And yeah, his brothers died even before him. Like my I mean, he's got one brother left. And he's, you know, his health is questionable as well. I mean, you know, I've lived a really retarded life in terms of, like, I come from a long line of diabetics, and I love sugar. And, like, I've been gambling my whole life, and I still continue to do it because, you know, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, I guess, right? Like, I can't suddenly turn on to vegetables after, like, 38 years of not liking them. Of course I'd rather have M&Ms, for Christ's sakes. So, you know, I mean, it's stupid, and I ask for no sympathy because I could probably stop my own death or at least try to live more healthy. But then I always feel like if I did that, I'd get hit by a car and die anyway, and I'd die unhappy. At least I want to die with a full belly.
How's your wife feel about that, though?
My wife just rolls my eyes whenever I talk about dying young. And I think she rolls her eyes going, oh, I wish. It's either I'm so tired of hearing this, or oh, fucking please be true, that'd be awesome, because I could marry a thin boy one day. So anyway, with the feeling of like I'm going to die young, I do have this feeling now where I'm kind of like doing everything a little earlier than most people in terms of like, you know, most people who do what I do would wait maybe another 10, 15 years before they start looking back on their career. But I feel like I'm not going to have that opportunity in 10 or 15 years. So like I'm starting to look back for myself now, because I do feel like we're closing the book on a big section of my life in terms of what I do for a living.